Y'all doing all right? I guess, what's he doing? I don't know half the time. Let's see. Y'all see them pretty good? All right. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Let me say, while I'm rambling here trying to get my head on straight, thank you for supporting me, still supporting me in one of your mission projects. I do appreciate your kindness and just being good to me all these years. Also a member here, I guess, I don't know, 17, 18 years, and I didn't run out on you, but my boy took his church, and my wife said, "You're coming over there with us?" So keep from paying alimony, I obeyed her, amen. But anyhow, all kidding aside, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. Appreciate your kindness and your preacher inviting me over. Here in Matthew chapter 7, very familiar portion of Scripture, verse 13, the Lord said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way which leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew ye, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat up on the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. But everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, beat up on the house, and the house fell, and great was the fall of it. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name, Lord, you'd help us now. Truly, Lord, we need your help. We can't do this. We can do this, but we'll make a mess of it. But if you'll help me this morning, a few minutes with these few simple thoughts, speak to us, help us as only you can. We'll thank you for what you do in Christ's name. Amen and amen. You don't have to turn there, but Matthew 13 talks about sowing. One went forth to sow seed, and the tares sprung up among the wheat. And then he said, should we pull the tares up? And he said, no, don't pull the tares up, because in the process of that, you'll pull the wheat up. That has nothing to do with New Testament church discipline. It doesn't have it. You have to deal with folks sometime, save people, and have to deal with them according to the Scripture. But, you see these ducks here. These are what we call decoy ducks. They're not real, but they look somewhat like real ducks. Anybody here a duck hunter? I'm not a duck hunter, but amen. But the truth of the matter is, they're just decoys. They're not real. Amen. A lot of people that creep in our churches, come in our churches, some on purpose, some just drift in, drift out. Some profess to be saved. We take their word for it. But we have a hard time sometimes discerning between the tares and the wheat. Amen. Amen. And they're really not noticeable. You can't hardly tell until they mature. And the seed in the tares is different than the seed in the wheat. And the position of the wheat's different than the position of the tares. You know, the Bible talks about a lot of different things. The Bible talks about God uses different animals, different creatures to illustrate things. I think it's Proverbs chapter 30. He said, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. We know that the ant is the only creature in the Bible called a people like we are. Amen. He prepares his meat in the summer, preparing for bad times, winter time coming. There's a lesson there, amen, for a sinner to get ready in the good time, because judgment's coming, the bad time's coming. I also talks about the coney. He's a little feeble creature. He makes his house in the rock. He don't have big fangs. He don't have big claws. He has no defense of his own. Amen. But, you know, he's no match for a bear or a lion or a wolf or a coyote. He doesn't get up on Monday morning and shake his fist at the devil like some of these TV clowns claim they do. And the devil runs off with his tail tucked between his legs like a scared pup. Amen. He doesn't do that, but he hangs around, makes his home in the rocks. He hangs around the rock. He doesn't venture very far from that rock mound. And when he sees the enemy coming, he doesn't shake his fist at him. He's no match. Be sober. Be a vigilant adversary of the Lord. As a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he know. I'm no match for the devil, but I know somebody is. Amen. And I found out, you know, that coney, he runs back to the rock. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Amen. And the gates of hell shall not, the protection for us is around the rock, hanging around the church, if you please. Amen. And there's a lesson there. And then he talks about the locusts. They don't have a king, but they go forth in bands. Amen. Amen. And they go through a transition. I read this. I think it's right. It's a simple grasshopper-like creature that just crawls around on the ground. Amen. But something happens to him. Something does, goes, has something to do with maybe the wind blowing. Hallelujah. He goes through a change. Amen. He goes through a metamorphosis. Amen. Amen. And when he goes through that change, he doesn't hop around on the ground all the time, but he begins to fly. And when they get together, when the church is in unity, you could say, amen, they go forth. And God uses them sometimes to wreak havoc upon God's enemies. They sweep down. I read somewhere they sometimes are a mile wide and a mile long and a half a mile thick. And they're unstoppable when they go together. Amen. When the wind is blowed on them just right. And they can wipe out anything and everything that's left that's worth having. Am I doing any good here? And he talks about a spider that he makes his home. Amen. He builds webs. He makes his home in the king's palaces. Amen. And there's a lesson there for a soul winner. In my house, you know, sometimes in the basement, especially there's spiders. You around the windows. You can take a broom and wipe that web out and think you've done away with them. And the next day you go back down there. Amen. He perseveres. Amen. You're not going to wipe him out overnight. Amen. And before you know it, he's built that web back there. That web's built there to catch others. Amen. Has a listener. Sometime we get discouraged and are reaching out to sinners. Amen. You just keep building a web. Sooner or later, if you build them long enough, you're going to catch somebody in the web. Amen. I'm trying to get started here. Amen. And he talks about God uses a donkey over there. Amen. Amen. So it means he can use us. Hallelujah. Amen. He uses a rooster to rebuke old Simon Peter. Amen. Amen. He didn't use a hen, not Joyce Myers, but he uses a rooster. Amen. God calls men to preach. And no offense, ladies. Even in that story, he used a rooster. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, on and on you could go. Amen. But here, I want to use this duck here. This decoy duck, amen, to illustrate my thought. He's a decoy. He's set out there to fool others, amen, to deceive others, amen. A hunter that likes to hunt ducks, he's a pretty crafty creature, amen. He disguises the real duck. He uses a fake duck
to get the real duck's attention. Amen. To get him from up here back down here. Amen. He's very deceptive. Bible said, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man's a hearer of the word, not a doer, is like a man, behold his natural face in the glass. Behold himself, goes your way, straightway forget of what manner of man. But whoso looketh within the perfect law of liberty, continue therein, this man being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man should be blessed in his deed. Bible faith is not just saying you believe the Bible. It's exercising and doing what the Bible says. Amen. And a lot of people have been deceived. Amen. And they've been caught off guard. They've made a profession that never produces no works. Works don't save you. But amen. God knows what's in your heart. I don't know what's in your heart, except it shows up on the outside. Amen. By the way, the holy life and righteous life you're trying to live. And we're miserable failures at our best effort. Amen. But if you got the real thing, even Simon Peter, amen, when he was denying the Lord and went as far even to cuss them people, they said, he's one of them. He's one of them. In his backslid condition, they knew that he was one of them. Amen. I'm trying to get somewhere here. Amen. But the truth of the matter is, evil men and seducers here wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. He's talked about the last days. This know also in the last days, perilous times have come. For men should be lovers of own self, covetous, boasting, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unto parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusing, countenance fierce, despise all good, traitors, heady, high-minded, having a loving of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of. I don't know if anybody here this morning, this is how I felt God let me preach. Amen. Amen. I hope it's the right message. I'm too far into it now to get out of it. But the truth of the matter is here, one thing about these decoy ducks, you can't feed them. Amen. He said, take heed therefore in yourself, all the flock over thee which the Holy Ghost made you overseer to feed the church. You cannot feed a decoy duck. You cannot feed somebody that ain't real. You can't make him eat. As newborn babe, we desire the sincere milk of the word that we might go thereby. If so be, we've tasted the Lord's grace. It comes built in when you get saved. Amen. You have a built-in desire for the milk of God's word. You ain't ready to chew the strong meat of God's word. You don't have the spiritual teeth to do it yet, but you have a desire. Amen. You have a desire. It's built in, just like that baby right there. You don't have to send that baby off to milk rocket seminary. Hallelujah. God put it in it for survival. Amen. Amen. And he'll throw a fit, he or she, I hope I'm right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope he ain't confused about it one way. No. Hallelujah. But truth of the matter is, you don't have no trouble. That baby, God put it in for survival. When you get saved, he puts that in you for survival. Amen. Everybody has that experience. This book is a dead book to you. Until you've been quickened by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Till you've been made alive by the Holy Ghost. And you get saved. This book comes alive to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I love good singing. It tendered my heart up. Great singing today. Yeah. Amen. And I tell you what. That singing is to prepare us. Amen. For the milk and meat of God's word. Amen. Hey, I'm trying to say something here. Amen. Jesus told Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Amen. And you have no trouble. If you're saved, you cannot hardly wait to be fed more God's holy word. His word is what come and got us. Amen. Of his own will begot he us by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of the first fruits of his creatures. Amen. His word is what guides us. He said, I'm going to send you and give you another comforter. The Holy Spirit is not a tormentor. He's not a Baptist preacher. He's a comforter. And he said, when he comes, he's going to guide you to truth. Amen. That's what guides us. Hey, he's what guards us. Amen. It's what guards us. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of your might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rules of darkness, world, against spirits who weaken high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand the evil day and done all to do to stand. Stand there for having your loins girded about with the truth. Having on the breastplate of right, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherever you shall be quenched all the fire darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit. Watching, therefore, with all prayer, fear, supplication for all saints. I know y'all know all that. I just thought I'd remind you about it. Hallelujah. You got to put the armor on. That's what guards us. His word. Thank God, amen, we got to have it. Hey, it's what grows us, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, it's what governs us. Amen. What know you not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which is of God, and you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and spirit, which are God. On and on you could go. Thank God Almighty. I don't know about you, but I like to feed on His word. I like to feed on His word. Amen. If you ain't got the real thing, you're probably bored right now. Amen. I'd rather be mad as bored, wouldn't you? That's a better emotion than boredom. Hallelujah. Make me mad, I might come back to fight. But you bore me, I ain't coming back. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to tell you, you can't feed him. You can have all the hot dog suppers you want to have. He ain't coming. Because he ain't real. Every Baptist church has got one or two of them every now and drift in on you. Amen. Well, that point didn't help nobody, but I got some more. Hey, he can't follow. He can't follow. You can't get him to follow you. To him, the porter opened, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. He leadeth them out. These people that are still in ain't out. They ain't got the real thing. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and his sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. Amen. Amen. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. That's 1 John chapter 2, I believe it is. Amen. I'm not telling you won't never stumble when you got the real thing, but you just keep getting up. Because you keep hearing his voice. That's on Monday you can hear his voice. Not the preacher's voice. You hear his voice. He lives in you, the author, the Holy Ghost. He'll start talking to you. Amen. When you're not following him right. Amen. When you think about getting with your old buddies and that you used to drink with or dope with or run with, and you think, well, I'll just go fishing with them. You say, don't do that. You're not better than them, but you can't run with them. You're getting ready to mess, especially when you're just a baby in the Lord. You ain't got no muscle yet. He'll talk to you. Amen. He'll talk to you. He talks to me when I get aggravated in traffic. I could live right if I didn't have to drive so much. I catch myself talking to him. My wife said, you're so impatient. I said, no, the guy there's brain dead. That's what's the matter with it. Don't you know I'm headed to church, spread joy and cheer? Get out of the way, you dummy. Amen. Holy Ghost said, don't talk like that. Don't think like that. Am I doing any good here? You getting that little fuss at home with you and your wife? And I know some of you ain't got enough guts to fuss with them, but I fuss with mine. Hallelujah. I ain't never won one. But I ain't giving up the fight. I know I'm right. Holy Ghost, ain't you ashamed? Ain't you ashamed because you hurt her feelings? Ain't you ashamed because you don't obey him like you're supposed to? How am I doing on that one? Does he talk to you ladies like that? Talks to us men like that. Talks to me like that. My wife's very tender-hearted. Don't take much to get a tear in her eyes. And man, I don't have to say nothing else. As far as I can go when I get a little hot-headed. I know. I might need a priest up here to confess my sins to. Some of y'all ought to come up here. We'll get him and get us right together. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you, talk to you. Amen. You hear his voice?
I hear his voice every day since I met him. I'm glad I heard his voice one day when he came along and saved my wretched soul. Well, he can't follow. You can't feed him because he ain't real. Hey, he can't fellowship with nobody. He ain't going to get around nobody else. Amen. I love it. Amen. Be not unequal yoked together with the unbeliever. What fellowship is right and unright? What communion have light with darkness? What concord is Christ with Baal? What part is he to believe with infidel? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? Fear the temple of them. God shall dwell in them, walk in them, be their God. Wherefore come after months be separate, said the Lord. Touch not the unclean, and I receive you. I shall be a father, and you shall be my son, the daughter of the Lord. Having therefore these promises, dear beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh, spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Fellowship. Amen. We know we're passing death into life because we love the brother. He that loveth not his brother by death, he that hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know no murder, have eternal life. Hereby I perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, we ought to also lay down our life for a brother. Whosoever hath this world's good, seeth his brother have need, shut up his bowels with compassion. How dwelleth the love of God? Let us not love in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
That's right.
I love God's people so much on Sunday morning, I can't hardly wait to get back on Sunday night to love them some more. How am I doing on that?
Amen.
Matter of fact, about the middle of the week, I've missed them so bad, I think I'll go fellowship with them some more.
Amen.
When you got the real thing, you do that.
Amen.
Oh, I know it ain't popular preaching. I ain't preaching me popular. I ain't gonna ever get to come back anyway. Hallelujah, amen. I just caught him in a weak moment the other day, amen. I'm just trying to tell you. You know, real ducks fly in a B formation. Speaking of victory, I read this somewhere where the duck in the front and the few behind him, those others gain strength and fly off the wind, help them fly off the wind of the ones in the front. And when the ones in the front get real tired, they fall back in the ranks, and them that's been resting kind of can move up to the point. That's what church is for. We gain strength from one another. And we fly in a beat. We have the victory. Amen. Am I doing any good here? I got to have it. That which is you have seen and heard, declaring you that you may also have fellowship with us. For truly our fellowship with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I got saved on Sunday morning, showed back up on Sunday night. Boy, I knew it was a sin not to be there.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Used to go down there to church. They always made me feel welcome, but never made me feel comfortable. I had nothing in common with them.
Right.
I was in total darkness. But when the light got turned on, amen, I become one of them. Amen. And I know we have our little differences sometimes. We get our, feathers ruffled a little bit, you could say. But if you really got the real thing, you can't stay mad at each other. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness bring up trouble you, thereby many be defiled. Be kind one another, tender hearted, forgive one another. God, for Christ's sake, is forgiving you. You just have to get over it and go on. Amen. We're part of the same family. Amen. I've been shot by the shotgun by my grandpa. My brother was shot with a .38 pistol by my aunt, standing down above him, shot him, and just about killed him. Amen. My brother cut me open with a pocket knife one time. We was family. We still eat Thanksgiving dinner together. How am I doing right there? You know why? Because we're family. You said that really happened. All that stuff really happened. That's just the way it was. When you live like a fool, that's how you live. Amen. And people get a little mad in the Baptist church. They mad for months. Years running around that in their heart. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. We're family. Hey, we're family. You just got to get over it. Amen. Amen. So they don't know what they did. Well, the Lord knows what they did. He said, Father, forgive them. They know what they do. Oh, Stephens, as they stoned him to death, looked up and saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the throne of God. Lay not this sin to their charge, as they crushed his head and knocked his teeth and eyes out. You think surely we can get over being a little aggravated each other. Am I doing any good here?
Amen.
Hey, they can't flutter because they can't feel the wind.
Right.
Can't feel the wind.
Amen.
Nicodemus, he said, Lord, he said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews, same came to Jesus by night, said unto him, Rabbi, we know their teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles without doing it except God be with him. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time his mother's womb be born? Jesus answered, said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. And the wind bloweth where it listed. Now here's the sound of, but canst tell when it cometh or whether it goeth. Be not drunk with wine, Rick, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, sing, make my heart as unto the Lord. Yes. Amen. I'm glad I feel the wind blowing one day. You can't get saved if the wind don't blow by you. Amen. And I tell you what, every now and then, I like these meetings. I couldn't go to one of these dead churches where the wind don't never blow. Amen. They make fun of us, but I tell you, when the wind gets a blowing, I can't explain how it blows, but I've been saved long enough to know how to put up my sail. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, 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 I like it when the wind blows. Hey, I like to flutter a little bit along the way. You see, these folks don't never change. Their countenance don't never change. Don't never get excited about nothing around the house of God. I'm not your judge, but there's something wrong with them. Amen. You need to go join the Episcopalian church or something. Amen. Amen. We're Bible-believing, shouting Baptists. Hallelujah. Amen. You might as well practice a little bit. We're going to be doing a lot of it when we see Him. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. I'm glad I can flutter a little bit. Amen. Not every service, but I'm going to be there just in case He blows by.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm doing any good here. He told that woman at the well, whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinketh the water I shall give him shall never thirst, for the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of living water. Spring it up! I like things get springing up, don't you? Amen. I like it. Ain't singing while I go. Amen. A little spring in there back there where I was sitting. Amen. Put some tears in my eyes. If I wasn't trying to look at my notes and I was so nervous, I might have got up and shouted in, but I'm too nervous about having to get up here and preach this dead message. Hey, they can't flutter because they can't feel the wind. I like to feel that wind, don't you, sissy? Amen. I like it to blow. Amen. I like to see you get happy, but boy, I sure like it when it blows where I go. I'm sick. I look forward to it. Please, Lord, please.
Right.
Please blow by this morning. Please help us. But there's something else, he can't fly.
Amen.
Because he ain't got no fuel.
Amen.
Them 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish, all going forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them didn't have no oil in the lamp. They didn't have no fuel. You better have some fuel. We're getting ready to take off here in a few days. Isn't that right? Amen. Not have you be ignorant, brother, concerning what you're sleeping, you just are not. Even the others, but have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, them were sleeping, Jesus would God bring with him. This way, saying you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself did ascend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of archangel, trump of God, and the dead in Christ arise first. And we which are alive remain shall be caught up together in the cloud to meet the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort you one another with these words. Other times and seasons, brother, you have no need to write, for yourself no purpose. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman child. Amen. And they shall not escape. But you, brother, not in the dark, that day shall overtake you as a thief. All the children of the day, children of the night, a light will not of the night nor darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, they that be drunken and drunk in the night. But let us through the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God's not appointed us to wrath, but we sustain salvation by Jesus Christ who died for us. Whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together and comfort one another with these words. Hey, we're leaving here pretty soon. Amen. I'm not going to harp on all this perversion going on, but he said it'd be like that. We're not date setters, but we can see the signs. It'd be like the days of Noah. Amen. Giving and taking, married, eating and drinking. Amen. Carrying on, and he knew not till the flood came. It was sexual perversion of that day that brought on the flood. Amen. Be like Sodom and Gomorrah in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah in the days of Lot. Amen. All the perversion now, Genesis 19. Amen. Because it was so filthy and ungodly, because of the perverted sexual mess that we're in America.
Amen. I don't know. If the rapture don't take pretty soon, God might let our enemies wipe us off the face of the earth because we've got these perverts running the country.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm looking. Amen. I'm looking to fly. Amen. Amen. I'm not interested in dying. I want to go out here alive. You can have that dying business yourself. Huh? I kind of like living, don't you? Somebody said, I ain't afraid to die. I said, how you know? You ain't tried that yet. Amen. That's a big statement. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you. But it won't make no difference. Amen. Really, if you're in the grave or alive, amen, you're going out of here. But I tell you what, I'd kind of like to be alive myself. Amen. I know where I'm going when I die, but I'm going to hang over a tree limb and to every root I can get a hold of before they drag me off in that hole, ain't you? Amen. I ain't interested in that. Amen. You say, well, I'm ready to go. Well, next time you get sick, just stay sick and see how fast you get there. Amen. Amen. Well, that went over real big. That was kind of a smart thing to say. But anyhow, he can't fly. He can't flutter. Can't feed him. He don't like fellowshipping with nobody. A lot of folks say, well, I don't want to believe in eating at church. Well, you spit backer juice in the parking lot. Amen. How am I doing on that one?
Amen.
Doing good, brother. Yep.
Amen.
Well, y'all still out there?
Yes.
Hey, this decoy duck, he don't have no freedom.
Amen.
If you've ever put any ducks out, you anchor them down with a chain and a weight. He got no freedom.
Amen.
He got no freedom. And you should know the truth, and the truth should make you free. You're looking at a free man.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Not free to live ungodly. I don't want to live godly. Ungodly. I want to live holy. Amen. I want to live godly, and we're failures. But that's built in. I'm not tied up with a bunch of legal garbage. Amen. Legalistic garbage. Amen. Standards ain't got nothing to do with being a legalist or a Pharisee. It's just godly holiness that God puts in us. And it's built in. Everybody's saved. You cannot get right and not want to live right.
Amen.
It's impossible to have a holy God living inside you and you not want to live holy.
Amen.
If you don't want to live holy, you ain't never met the God that's right. Amen. Because if you've ever got right and you ain't right, you won't get right if you've been right. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Well, sure that's right. See, it's not you. It's God in you bringing this old wicked nature, fleshy nature, under subjection to God's word. Amen. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, preached and taught of God's word. Amen.
Amen.
We all want to live more holy than we've ever succeeded at living. We always want to do, and God knows all about our failures when he saved us. He knew the mess we'd be, but he loves us anyway.
Amen.
Is this making any sense?
Yes.
Amen. I'm not tied down. When he raised old Lazarus from the dead, amen. He come hopping out of there, maybe floating out of there, and then great. He said, loose him and let him go. That's what it is when you first get saved. Especially if you've been real religious, you're tied up in all that religious garb. That didn't help you none. It's debt. Amen. But through God's word, he sets you, he looses you. Amen. Same way with me. I wasn't a church-going person. I was a vile, wicked young man, and I was wrapped up in that mess. And it took me a while to... Am I doing any good here?
Amen.
Amen. To get rid of some of that garbage and understand why I struggle with it so well.
Amen.
I know this is kind of long.
Free.
Hey, decoy duck's feathers don't ever change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yes.
Oh, things pass away. Behold, all things become new.
Yes.
You know why them hunters put them decoy ducks out there? To get the real ducks.
Yes.
Amen.
Down there where they can blow them out of the air.
Right.
But if you really saved, you know a baby duck, he's born with what they call down on. He don't have feathers.
Yes.
It's kind of fuzzy stuff.
Right.
You know, first get saved, you're kind of fuzzy about what's taking place. You know you're different, but you're a little fzzy. You don't know no Bible doctrine yet. You don't know how to defend yourself with God's word. You don't know why you don't understand the two natures that you're dealing with now. You're a little fuzzy about it. Amen.
Yes.
But you know, a baby duck has a built-in. Immediately, he loves water.
Yeah.
And immediately he can swim in it. Amen. Even though he's a little fuzzy about his new environment, if you please. Amen. Does that make any sense?
Amen.
I believe this young lady here saved. I know she's smiling. She likes what I'm saying. The rest of you, hallelujah. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you, you change. And you hang around church a little while, you start learning Bible doctrine. And you can get off a lot of. I still like milk. You got to have a little glass of milk to wash the meat down with. That makes sense? Amen. Amen. Wash the beans and taters down with. But you get some spiritual muscle. Next thing you know, that baby has shed that down or that fuzziness. And he's got some feathers. Isn't that right? And you ever seen them? They're always following one another. Always following one another. Amen. Well, I got a couple more and I'm done. You ever had a decoy duck don't have any faults? You ever see people that say they're saved, but you ain't never seen them on an altar? Been going to church with you for 25 years, never seen them on an altar? You ever question that? Knowing your own self, how your old flesh is and how you are, how come they don't?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And when somebody is real, goes to the altar, you know, they'll say, well, can't they ever do right? They don't have no faults. Talk to some of them. If you tell them any secret thing about yourself that hoping they'd give you some counsel, and they said, ain't no way I'd ever do that. How am I doing on that?
Right.
I don't hang around that crowd.
Amen.
I question them. Ain't no way you can sit in a church like we're part of for 25, 30 years and not feel a need to get on your face.
Amen.
I know a lot of things you can get right at home, riding down the road in your car. Amen. But there's just some things you can't get right nowhere but right there.
Amen.
I know that from my own. I've tried all that confessing at home and praying at home. And you can. But sometimes you just.
Yes, sir.
I can't explain it, but I just know it. Every real saved person, I'm just telling you, every real saved person knows there's a need.
Amen.
They understand, they'll realize, hey, just as sorry as the rest of us.
Amen.
Amen. How am I doing on that one?
Yes, sir.
Am I doing any good here?
Amen.
I'm going to preach this somewhere else. It'll preach better after I practice with it. Hallelujah. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I'll tell you something else, though, last of all. And my wife's even glad I'm done today. A decoy duck can fool other ducks. He can fool other ducks. He has a fake sound. Let me make sure I got this right. Fake sound. You'll know them by the fruit they bear. But some of them can fake it pretty good. You watch ducks fly over your house and in that bee farm and they're quacking and they just seem so happy. And they fly over a pond and them fake ducks are down there. That hunter's hid behind some bushes or a duck blind, whatever you want to call it. And he's got that. And they hear it. And curious, because from up there, they look real. And they decide, they think, well, a couple of them might venture off from the pack out of curiosity. That's the way the devil works.
Right.
All these young girls and boys in these churches, just kept yourself clean and pure.
Yes.
Been raised right. You got the victory. Flying alone, happy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The devil hates that.
Yes, sir.
He hates that. Wrong end. Sounds good. Sounds good, but he wants to draw you down there because he can't shoot you while you're way up there with the rest of them. But if he can get you down there within range, just get you down there in range. Out of curiosity, because you know your mom and dad's made you live right, Wouldn't let you run with that crowd. Wouldn't let you stay all night in nobody's house.
Right.
You thought he's being mean, trying to protect you. I'm shutting up here in a minute. Okay. Isn't that how it works? You think you've missed out on something?
Yes.
Because of that lifestyle? Yes. My boy over there, my pastor now, but he didn't understand. I let him play ball. I said, son, you can't play on Wednesday or Sunday. I'd actually go up the highway with tears in my eyes because his little heart was hurting. One time he made one of these special teams. He's a pretty good ball player. What do you call them, all-stars? We had to go to a meeting and we had to take him with us and he couldn't play. And then they punished him when he got back because he had to go with us. He didn't understand. I'd go up the road. I really did. I'd be a weeping. And I'd be thinking, how can I slap that guy upside the head and it not be a sin? Treat my boy like that. Hey, man, the love of God constraineth me. Truth of the matter, they don't understand. They meet new friends, school and stuff, and you say, I don't believe you might all run with them. Not that you're better than them, but you could hear it. You could hear the devil, you know. Come on over here.
Amen. Amen.
Trying to ruin your life.
Preach on.
All they want you to do is drop down there close enough and get a shot at you.
You're right.
Next thing you know. Same way with me and anybody else that's been down out there in the world and had a problem with drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. When you first get saved, you've been down there and you're struggling with the flesh and you're flying high and you got that baby first love that you just met the Lord and can't hardly wait to get to church and can't hardly wait to get around God's people and can't hardly wait just to hear that old time singing and one of your old buddies comes by and he don't mean no harm because he thinks he's doing you a favor and he say, hey, Elks, hey, why don't you go with us? Trying to get me out there where he can shoot me, take all that joy out of my life.
Amen.
Am I doing any good here?
Amen.
He can fool you. So-called false religion. Amen. We're not even invite them in our home. When they come to our home and they deny the deity of Christ, Mormon, Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah's Witness, you know who that is? That's the devil knocking on your door. How am I doing that? Not to bid them Godspeed. You don't have to be mean to them. Just tell them to get out of your yard before you shoot them. Hallelujah. Amen. No, I'm just kidding. I was a little hard on one day. He'd been in that thing long enough. He'd be on help. Started stepping in my door. I said, no, can't come in my house. I said, you read my literature? I'll read yours. Oh, no, I can't. I said, because you're in such bondage. I can read that poison you got there. It ain't going to bother me. But you're not even allowed to read this good stuff. I said, had you ever thought about that, buddy? Huh?
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, I'm wasting my breath anyway. You've been in that thing too long, and you already been brainwashed. But I'm going to tell you anyhow. How am I doing on that?
Amen.
My wife said, you're a little hard on him. I said, that's the devil at the door. What do you want me to do with it? Does this make any sense?
Amen.
I'm just serious. That's the way it works. Amen.
Yes.
He's everywhere. And all he wants to do, he hides. And I'm quitting. I haven't went long enough. Amen. Long enough. I like watching wildlife programs, you know, where the lion runs down the deer. I do. I love that stuff. That's the beast in me. I love to watch them kill them animals. Amen. No sissy in my home. Hallelujah. I always see that lion slipping around the watering hole. You ever watch them? Anybody in here watch them? Usually got some guy on there with a goatee, and no offense, and y'all got beards and all, but he got a goatee and a little hat tilted and smoking a pipe. Or 20 million years ago, oh, shut up, you idiot. You don't even know what happened yesterday. They're teaching evolution. Everything's evolution. But I like to watch him. That lion, you know, hangs around the watering hole. Amen. Them animals that come down that watering hole, they don't live there. They come down there pretty often to get them a drink. Something refresh them. Something that would renew their strength. That's what church is. We don't hang around this building all the time, but we come to church, the watering hole.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And the enemy, the old lion, he lurks around there. He crouches down in the weeds and he's waiting on that newborn baby to just come out of his mother's womb. They can stand on his feet, but he's wobbly on his feet. Isn't that right? He's really weak. He can see, but he can't see good yet. Amen. And protection's around them larger animals. But he's waiting on that baby to stagger off from the fold. Isn't that right? It's our responsibility to keep the babies around the fold. He smell one that's been wounded, that's been attacked already and got a little blood. He can smell that. He knows when the devil knows when you've been wounded, when your feelings been hurt, or you're mad at somebody, or you're upset with a preacher because you didn't like what he preached the last time. He smells that blood. And he blows that thing that's in your head already, blows it up, makes it bigger than it ever was. Makes it ain't even real. But time he gets done with you, though. Am I doing any good here?
Amen.
He knows how to get you away. He knows how to get you away. He knows how to get those that wander from the fold.
Right.
He knows how to get you away. Catch you wandering around.
Amen.
Need a home church. Need a good home church.
Amen.
Somewhere you put your flag up. This is my home.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I don't need to be wandering.
Amen.
I don't know if I've done any good or not. Decoy ducks. I'm glad I ain't one of them. Amen. I'm glad I know I'm not one of them.
Amen.
I know I got the real deal.
Amen.
Come on, preacher. I don't know if you can do anything with this or not. Amen. Thank you for letting me preach.